David Jones has confirmed its chief executive, Paul Zara, will remain in the role. Mr. Zara announced he would be resigning last year, but there was speculation he would stay on after it was revealed last month the company's chairman and two other directors would depart. The David Jones board says the search for a replacement has been suspended. Mr. Zara says he's grateful for the support he's received from the new chairman and board. The major mining stocks had a volatile session today after the iron ore price posted its biggest one-day fall in 4 years overnight. After a 9% fall yesterday, Fortescue Metals managed to close the session just down 0.1%, and after a 6% slump yesterday, Rio Tinto added around 1% by the end of trade. The broader Australian share market has entered the day flat, banking stocks offsetting losses in the mining sector. Across the region, markets are on the way up, and the Australian dollar is holding above 90 US cents. The National Australia Bank's monthly business survey shows a sharp deterioration in business conditions in February, largely thanks to manufacturing and trading conditions. Conditions were at a three-year high in January, but have now given up much of those gains made since the last year's federal election. Business confidence fell in the survey, but far less, and remains marginally above its average long-run term trend.